And we turn now to Oklahoma, which also had a primary on Tuesday. And though much of the focus was on the fight for the governorship, 10 Republicans were running for that seat. But down ballot, there were a host of new names for voters to choose from, many of them with a common background. Nearly 100 public school teachers and administrators threw their hats into the ring, primarily for state legislative races. And guess what? Nearly half of them ended up winning. Emily Wendler is an education reporter for State Impact Oklahoma, and she's been following the story. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, exciting times in Oklahoma. And before we get into the results, I'm just hoping you could tell our listeners a little bit about the circumstances surrounding the teachers' strikes in April. What were they fighting for?
Teachers were mad. It was a culmination of about 10 years of frustration over a lack of education funding. The threat of a strike prompted lawmakers to give teachers a pay raise. But teachers said that wasn't enough. They wanted more money for the classroom. And that's what the focus of the strike was getting more money for kids to lower class sizes, to hire back some teachers that had been let go over the years due to budget cuts.
And did they get what they were seeking?
They did not. And I think that's what fueled many of them to run for office. They felt like they were just rejected. I mean, they did get a teacher pay raise, but they walked out for 9 days and really got nothing additional financially by walking out for 9 days. And so they were like, well, if I'm going to make a change, I'm going to run for office.
What was the political split among the teachers who were running? Were they mostly Democrats? Were they mostly Republican? Did they have a cohesive sort of similar views on where they wanted to take things?
You know, that's kind of an interesting thing. Oklahoma's a really red state, but about 60% of the teachers that ran for office did run as Democrats. And then I'd say about 40% were running as Republicans. A few ran as independents. And, you know, even though teachers have this kind of this apple to stand on, like, hey, I'm a teacher, they're still a Democrat. And that's a tough race to run here in Oklahoma because it's a really conservative place.
So give us a sense of the outcomes. How did most of the teachers do?
I counted about 20 of them winning outright, about 20 of them going to a runoff. So I'd say about 40% of them will advance to the next stage of the election process. Some of those runoffs are going to be really tough races. So we will see. It's not over.
And we know that about 24 lawmakers in the state and the House voted against a bill that gave teachers a $6,000 average pay raise by hiking taxes on cigarettes, gas drilling, and internet sales. Was this politically motivated, or was it about putting pressure on lawmakers who voted against them than it was about actually winning seats and having a say in that way?
Sure. I mean, I went to a watch party last night for a teacher, and she said, you know, I just wanted to start a conversation. And that's why I ran, is to start a conversation, is to knock on doors and to talk to people, Republicans, Democrats, people from across the aisle, and help them see the plight of the average school teacher, and to kind of put some fear into some incumbents to say, like, look, we're serious, we're angry. And education was such a big deal during this primary election. Like, everybody was touting themselves as a pro-education candidate because that's what people are worried about right now.
Emily Wendler is the education reporter for State Impact Oklahoma. Emily, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.